Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of Sports of a Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramal. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
I'm good, you know, other than, you know, the team that I root for. Other than that, I'm all right. But, you know, glad to have, you know, glad to have you on the show as always, and glad to, you know, be speaking to, you know, the fans of the show, so... Thanks again, everybody. But on today's show, you know, we're going to talk about the Knicks losing another draft. You know, we're gonna tip off, you know, with that, you know, to start the show. Things that are going on right now, as we speak. You know, we're also gonna, you know, talk about the state of the Mets and the Yankees, obviously going in opposite direction as usual, and and you know, WWE, you know, talk about you know, the Bray Wyatt's new gimmick when the whole new creepy level, and of course, you know, give our preview about the upcoming Money in the Bank ladder match pay per view that's coming this Sunday. But, you know, most importantly, we'd love to hear from you. And the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to come on the show and share your thoughts and let your voice be heard. You know, with that said, yeah, let's just vent about this this draft, man. Let me tell you guys how I was feeling. You know, I watched the NBA lottery draft, obviously, and when I noticed that the Grizzlies and the Lakers were moving up, I was like, oh boy, this is definitely gonna affect the Knicks. And then when I saw the Lakers was moving up, they're like, that means the Lakers are gonna be higher on the level. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna be calm. I'm not gonna stress out until we get to the final five, you know, to the top five, because, you know, I doubt they're gonna fall off, you know, the top five. You know, I was a little, you know, a little nervous a little bit, but you know, once that top five came, I'm like, oh boy, I bet it's us. Luckily, it was in us. I forgot who it was at that point. Number four was Lakers, which I thought they were going to win the whole thing, even though they had like a 2% chance of winning the whole thing. Because I'm like, man, they're rigging this. The NBA is rigging this for the Lakers, man. You know, because you know how it is with the NBA. The Lakers and the Celtics are the crown jewels of the NBA, historically speaking. Obviously, Warriors are the, you know, the darling of the NBA right now, because obviously they're a league ahead of everybody in the league right now. So I thought the Lakers was gonna leapfrog us just like they did a few years ago when we drafted Porzingis and they took our second pick instead of us getting the second pick. So I thought the Lakers was gonna win it all. But, you know, of course, the Knicks got the number three pick, which I mean, it's a small consolation, because they're gonna be able to draft RJ Barrett, but unfortunately, Grizzlies got the second pick, so that basically negates Knicks' chances of getting Jay Morant. And then of course the shocker of the night, you know, is of course the New Orleans Pelicans. Come on, Pelicans! They came out of nowhere. The team that everybody wanted to get the number one pick, to make the potential trade to, you know, in case they, you know, they didn't want to keep Zion Williams for themselves. You know, every team wanted to get that number one pick so they could have the option of drafting Zion Williams or trading him to New Orleans so they could get, so they could get Anthony Davis. But sure enough, the pick went to New Orleans, man. And now New Orleans are, you know, they're in the driver's seat, you know, because they got the number one pick and they got Anthony Davis, who as of right now looks like his stance hasn't changed. He still wants out of New Orleans. And of course, you know, the Celtics, the Lakers and the Knicks are, you know, one of the favorites to get them. But, you know, what's your take on the whole draft night and the aftermath?
Man, the NBA screwed us. Any other year, the Knicks would have won. Probably would have won that first pick when the lottery, you know, gave the first pick 25% chance. But this year, the damn NBA had to change it around and give the first three picks 14% chance each. And then out of nowhere, you have the Pelicans, who only had like a 6% chance to even get the number one pick. They jump over everybody, and they end up winning this damn thing. And it sucks, man. It just shows you that the Knicks are cursed. But, you know, they did manage to get top three. They did get number three. So, I mean, they do have a chance to get R.J. Barrett, which is not bad, you know. But it just sucks that we couldn't get the number one pick to get Zion.
Yep, exactly. It's messed up, man. I mean, that shows you we're never going to get a number one pick. We had Patrick Ewing there. Patrick Ewing. Like, what more can we get?
Yeah.
Should we bring Charles Oakley, you know, to come in, you know, to atone for, you know, the sins of the garden of recent years? I mean, what do we have to do? Like, what do we have to do to get this pick? I mean,
it's crazy,
man. Like, it's just so unfair. I'm speechless, but that's gonna be a very boring show if I'm speechless on a you know live show, you know. You just gonna hear a lot of dead air, but like I mean for real, like rewind back to the 2001, man. The Toronto Raptors, you know, obviously who are in the Eastern Conference Eastern Conference Finals. They lost a game one of the Eastern Conference so far, but we'll get into that. You know, in 2001, when they upset the Knicks, you know, beat us in, I think, five, if my memory serves me right, you know, I thought this was an anomaly. Like, man, the playoffs are really long because the Knicks are usually deep into the playoffs, you know, before they ultimately lose, you know, in the Eastern Conference or the NBA Finals. But I remember, like, in my mind, like, telling myself to remember this year, remember this playoff, because remember this tough time that the Knicks had, because, you know what, next year we're going to come back, we're going to be stronger than ever, and we're going to turn it around. All the heartache we had in the 90s, you know, of coming so close and you know, losing, you know, it's going to all change. Little did I know that it was only the beginning. This was only the beginning of the Knicks franchise, man. I mean, I don't even know where to begin, man. Like, it's just gotten progressively worse.
Well,
but
you know,
even though
they didn't get the number one pick, you know, again, they still got the number three pick, which is still good, you know.
Yeah.
And there's reports now that they might use that third pick to possibly trade for Anthony Davis. So,
yep.
You know, who knows what the Knicks do?
Yep. Like you said, I mean, there is some hope, but everything has to fall right. You know, we were banking on you know, them hopefully getting Zion Williams. That's out of the question. So, you know, we're going to get the next best thing, getting his teammate, you know, from Duke, RJ Barrett. You know, he's a good player. But, you know, I think it's clear. The decision is clear. You know, we gotta try to go all out, minus Mitchell Robinson, and try to acquire AD. You know, we gotta even if we gotta give up the third pick, we should do it.
I personally wouldn't do it. As a Knicks fan, I wouldn't want to do it because Anthony Davis is injury prone. Yeah, I know he's one of the top. You know, when he's healthy, he's one of the top five players in the NBA. But I want to just, you know, get young and see what RJ Barrett can give us, and then try to get, you know, Kevin Durant and someone else. You know, I wouldn't trade the pick.
This is what I would do. I would try to get him only if it wouldn't prevent us from getting Durant and, you know, Kyrie Irving or Durant and Kawhi Leonard. You know what I'm saying? Because Anthony Davis by himself, it's like, to me, Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving is basically, you know, in my opinion, if you just got one of those guys without Durant, you're not a championship caliber team, because those guys are very talented, but they're very injury prone. So obviously, the whole key, as everybody knows, the key to this offseason is getting Durant. If they don't get Durant, or as a consolation prize, Kawhi Leonard, this offseason and the past year's offseason has been for nothing, you know.
Well,
so they got, obviously, we all know the writing's on the wall. We got to get Durant, and of course, try to get Kyrie and or AD, but Durant is the guy you got to get.
I mean, if they trade the pick for Anthony Davis, I mean, well, first of all, they got to have to trade more than the pick for Anthony Davis. I mean, they might have to give up Knox. They probably might have to give up Robinson. They got to have to give up a lot to get Anthony Davis. So let's not just think it's only going to be the pick.
Yeah.
You know, it's going
to
have to be much more than that.
Yeah, they're going to have to give up the pick that they got from Dallas. They're going to have to give up the whole practically the whole team. And the only person I have reservation for is obviously giving up Knox. You know, he's a young guy. I still think he has some potential. You know, he's just 18 years old, so you can't expect a guy, you know, to be, you know, like LeBron James coming to the league dominating. You know, obviously it takes some time. He showed some flashes here and there, you know, to the player that we expect him to be. Even LeBron James spoke to him, one day after, you know, the Knicks, I think, played the Lakers. So, you know, there's potential in Knox, but even though I'm hesitant to give him up, if we could keep Mitchell Robinson, I would consider it. I'm not all in favor for it, you know, but Mitchell Robinson or nothing, which obviously most likely that's going to be the case, then I'd have to say no, because Mitchell Robinson is the real deal.
Yeah, we'll have to see. You know, that's going to be, I personally wouldn't do it, so.
Yeah, and I used to be on that stance too, not to go after Anthony Davis either, because, you know, he is injury prone. He is a talented player. But yeah, I mean, I would only go after him if they could wiggle away, you know, get like, you know, send 20, you know, 20, like 21 million dollars back in contract to like make it, you know, reasonable, you know, for it to go, for the deal to work. And you still theoretically could sign Kyrie and Durant, then I would do it. But if it would preclude me from getting the two max players free agency wise, then I would have to agree with you to not do that deal.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, it's too much of a gamble. You know what I'm saying? Because, obviously, Davis is injury-prone. And you know, we got a young nucleus. You're gonna need to build a young nucleus around whatever stars we get, and then have some veteran guys sign on the cheap to try to help out. Oh, and here's a rumor. Would you sign Melo as a, you know, like if they were able to, you know, get, you know, Durant and Kyrie over here, would you sign him out like as a, you know, like a third option or a guy off the bench or somebody like that?
I'd have to think about it. I don't know if Carmelo would want to come off the bench, you know, so if he doesn't want to come off the bench, you know, I don't think the Knicks should do that move. You know, been there, done that. Time to move on.
I hear you. I mean, he'd have to be like the third or fourth option, and you're gonna have to have a lot of defense. You know, getting his back because, you know, even in his prime, he wasn't a great defender, so. You're going to have a real solid team around him of other people playing defense. You know, he got to step up his game, you know, because after the Rockets released him, you know, he wasn't in the league. So we'll see what happened with him in the offseason.
Yeah.
But, shifting gears. Yeah, let's talk NBA. And, as we speak, the Warriors and the Trailblazers are, they're playing right now as we speak. The Warriors, currently have, a 1-0 lead. And, the Trailblazers look like they're going to, even up this series. Because Trailblazers are leading 102-94, with 6:43 left into the game. So it looks like this series is going to be even up, and Warriors are going to lose their, you know, home field advantage, and you know, as the series shift to Portland. What's your thoughts on the series so far?
Still under 7 minutes to go, so the game's not over yet. So right now it's 102-94.
Well, yeah,
so,
of course.
You know, never count the Warriors out, but. I think the Warriors are going to win this series, probably in six games. I think they'll win and advance to the finals for the, fifth year in a row.
Try to potentially win the three-time championship.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough test. I mean, I think Bucks or Raptors are going to be a tough test for them, but. I see the Warriors advancing to the NBA Finals and meeting the Blazers.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I'm kind of pulling for the Trailblazers because, you know, the Warriors keep winning all the time, man. You know, but if Warriors win, hey, you know, I'd rather them win than the Lakers or Cavs or any teams I don't like, so. If Warriors win, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but, you know, it's starting to be an old hat, you know. You know, they just keep winning, but it is what it is.
Good. You know? That's what happens, you know.
They're that
good.
Good
teams win.
You know? And would Durant really leave if you don't come off a third championship?
Yeah, I mean, why would you? I mean, I wouldn't.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to see for yourself how far you guys could keep the streak going.
Right.
You know. But I mean, who knows? I mean, with that Kyrie Irving, he was saying like he's gonna re-sign with the Celtics, and you know, he still hasn't re-signed yet, so you know, he's definitely most likely there's a 99% chance he's gonna go into a free agency. And see what happens.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't count out the Celtics, you know, re-signing him, but we'll see what happens. But like you say, there's still a lot of you know, left into the game as we speak. You know, there's like 5 minutes left into the game, so you know, it's you know, they're still in it, but you know, the Trailblazers, man, they just turned the ball over. It's getting late pretty early, so
yeah,
they'd have to be on them. They'd have to play miraculous defense to turn this around.
Are you on the switchboard
yes?
right now? Are you monitoring the switchboard?
Let me see. I was before. Oh wait, there's a caller. Oh, let's get to the caller. We put him in. Hello, caller.
Hello,
can caller,
you guys
can hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, how's it going?
Let me see. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, going great.
What's your name?
What's up, guys? Hey. Yeah, my name's David. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Doing all right. I just wanted to say, because, you know, everyone's making it out to be like the Knicks got screwed on lottery night. But I think everything worked out great for the Knicks, considering the Lakers got stuck with the 4 pick. And so everything is set now for the big three to come to New York.
I sure hope
so,
man. Yeah.
You think KD's really going to come here if they win? If the Warriors win the championship, you think KD leaves?
Yeah, I think KD's coming no matter what, based on several reports and the fact that he moved his entire business operation in New York. I think once you make a move like that, that's pretty clear you're intending on going there.
Yeah, I did hear about that. That is a good point. I mean, that is one of the reasons why I think it is a possibility. But I'm guessing you're a Knicks fan as well. You know, we've been hurt many times, but I mean, who knows? This year could be the year that, you know, a star player comes here in his prime, or maybe even two or three, like you mentioned.
What about the third pick that they have? Do you think they keep that pick, or should they trade it for AD?
Oh, hell no. They're trading it to New Orleans in a heartbeat, man. Because for New Orleans, it works out perfectly.
Yeah.
You get R.J. Barrett, you pair him up with his, you know, his friend, the guy he went to school with at Duke. And now you got that storyline that united those two, and they go off and take off with what they have. Because the Lakers aren't bringing anything to the table. They're basically giving you the number 4 pick, a 24-year-old Kyle Kuzma, and Brandon Ingram that's got blood clots, and Alonzo Ball that not only has a broken jump shot, but has a broken body with a broken father. So it's a wrap, man. There's none left to play.
Yeah. I mean, the Lakers do have more assets to trade than the Knicks. So actually, Lakers have a better chance of getting AD than the Knicks do right now.
Not really, because remember, the Knicks also have those two first-round picks from the Mavericks that they can throw in as well.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And,
true.
You know, you think about it, it's Kevin Knox. He's 19. He was a lottery pick from last year, freshman out of Kentucky. You throw in Dennis Smith Jr.,
right,
a bunch of the other young players they got. I'm just saying, if you look at the Lakers, really all they're giving you is Kuzma, because Ingram's got blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
And blood clots, if you know what that did, that essentially ended Chris Bosh's career. And so we don't know what Ingram's future is going to be. And like I said, we know what the deal with Lonzo. And so all you're really giving them at the end of the day is Kuzma. But Kuzma's 24. So he's not even that young anymore. So it's like, I don't know, man. And to me, that number 3 pick, think about it. Would you rather have R.J. Barrett or some guy named Garland out of who knows where the hell that is?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, man.
I hear you, man. Yeah, I'm with you, because before we got the 3 pick, I was thinking, hey, you know, we could hold on to Zion. Zion's a very exciting player, you know. But now that we got the 3rd pick, I mean, R.J. Barrett is far from a scrub by any means of, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I think the writing's on the wall that we should try to go all out to try to get AD, you know, as long as it don't, you know, mess up our chances of getting, you know, the other two big two guys. And I wouldn't give up on Robinson, like I was saying.
Yeah, you're going to have to give him up, too. I mean, you're going to have to give up basically every good young player you got. But I'm just saying, if you're Anthony Davis,
see,
you're
that's what I don't want to do.
It. Well, you got to do it, because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to pay the price to get something great. But think about it. If you're Anthony Davis, just think of this about. Would you rather go to Los Angeles with a 35-year-old LeBron James who's basically given up playing defense, or and basically JaVale McGee, which is basically what you're working with, and then go to the Knicks with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and play in Madison Square Garden and be part of one of the most incredible things ever, which is bringing a championship to New York? I mean, what would you rather do? Because if he goes to L.A. and they lose and they don't win, you know LeBron's not getting blamed. They're going to blame AD. And so, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. It just seems like the better option if I was him.
Right. I mean, I'm with you. And winning at the Garden, I mean, it's been since 73. It'd be almost as, you know, magical as, you know, the Cubs, you know, or the Red Sox ending their long streaks, you know, in baseball.
Yeah, it feels like that. Knicks haven't won so long. Like, give us something, man.
I know, just one championship. We're not, you know, extra for three or five, man, just one.
For real.
Anything else you'd like to say, Dave? I guess he's gone. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it. But yeah, I mean, he made a lot of valid points, you know. We got to give up something to get something, and just like that, the Portland lead is down to 1-222. Like you said, never count out the Warriors. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're the defending champs. You can't count them out.
Oh yeah. Even if you know, Trailblazers did win this game, I mean, obviously, there's still plenty of ball game left. Does this series look like it's going to go down to the wire? Down to 7?
Yeah, it's going to be close.
And then on the, the Eastern Conference side, you know, we have the Raptors losing the series by the final score of 108-100 yesterday. And Raptors are going to try to maintain their whole home court advantage tomorrow night. Now, who do you think is going to win this series?
You know, I'm going with the Bucks. Although the Raptors, they let that game go. They could have won that game. They let that game get away from them. They did a good job defending Giannis. But Brook Lopez, man, he's like turning back the clock and shooting threes like he's Steph Curry out there. And he helped them win. He helped the Bucks win that game. But this is going to be a close series. I could see this series going to 7 games. But I think in the end, the Bucks are better and the Bucks will advance and play the Warriors potentially in the finals.
Yeah, I think so too. I definitely agree with you. I think it's going to be Bucks Warriors.
And now Warriors have the lead, by the way.
Yeah. 110-108. 142 remaining and counting. You know, we'll give you the final score once it becomes official momentarily. Before I get into the Money in the Bank, let me tell you, the Jets shocked the sports world by announcing that Mike Tannenbaum got fired four months after he hired Adam Gase, who is rumored to be, did some backstage politics to get him fired. 4 months after he hired him. And this is one of the craziest sports stories I've ever heard, man. Like this is pretty similar to the Knicks firing Phil Jackson after he drafted Nil Aquino. Basically everybody was expecting the Jets to fire Mike Maccagnan when he fired Todd Bowles, but they kept him on. And then as a result, you know, he spent like over $100, in this offseason, highlighted by signing, Le'Veon Bell to that $42 million contract. And then, of course, you know, picking in the draft, picking Williams. So, and then now yesterday, they fired him out of the blue. So, you know, the firing wasn't a bad thing. Obviously, we expected it. It was just the timing. You fire him 4 months later after he hired basically his temporary successor as a head coach. And then, of course, now you got the new head coach who just has 4 months into the thing, who has a losing record with the Dolphins. He's basically essentially picking his GM. I mean, this is a crazy story. I mean, they do have some you know, potential choices that they could go after, which you know are good, obviously. You know, you got Scott Paoli, you know, who was the assistant GM with the Falcons, and of course, you know, he's been under that Belichick tree, you know, during those title runs as their GM. So obviously he has that. He's definitely, you know, he would definitely be an awesome choice, you know, a guy with that pedigree, you know, from the Patriots, you know. And then another guy they're also interested in, would be the Eagles assistant GM. I forgot his name. Was it Johnson or something? I'd have to check what his name was. But yeah, either guy, you know, he was part of that championship, that championship team. So I mean, you know, with the Eagles. So to me, either way, you know, you can't go wrong, you know, getting either of those guys. What's your thoughts?
This firing is all Adam Gase. Adam Gase is on a power trip. Ever since he was with the Dolphins, I mean, this is a guy who got into it with his owner, who had some conflict with his players in the past. And there's rumors, once he was signed by the Jets, he had a disagreement with McCagnan on signing Le'Veon Bell. Gase did not want to sign Le'Veon Bell, according to reports. He, in fact, didn't want to spend any money on any running back. So I guess that disagreement and probably some other things led to Gase going to management and getting McGannon fired. And now Adam Gase is probably going to be the GM. I mean, I know right now he's the interim GM, but he's probably going to take full control of that role now. He's already made some moves by trading the 2016 pick to the Chiefs. So this dude right now is on the power trip for the Jets. And, you know, this could either make the Jets or this could break them. So we got to see what happens. But right now, you know, this is looking like a disaster. You know, I don't know how you could fire a guy after he made so many moves this offseason and then just to let him go after he hired his coach. It's so odd and strange. I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the only way they could rectify this situation is if they hire Joe Douglas or, you know, Scott Paoli. Those are the only guys who could, you know, fix the situation, because I mean it's insane. The only thing that's, like I said, that's similar to this is when the Knicks fired Phil Jackson after he drafted Ntilikina. Because I mean, firing both guys was obviously everybody's in agreement with. It's just the timing of it that's just weird and crazy. So if they could get either, you know, Douglas or Paoli, you know, I'm all for it. They shouldn't have never hired Gase to begin with, and the ball game's over. Golden State Warriors now has a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. They win by the final score of 114-111 as Iguodala. They head to Portland. Iguodala Dalla Bilia.
Iguodala had a nice strip there on Lillard. It looked like Lillard was going to go for the three-pointer to tie the game.
Game-tying three.
Iguodala stripped him and got the ball. So nice defensive play there by Iguodala to save this game for the Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely. And back to the Jets. You know, apparently Darren Lee tweeted something that seemed like he mocked the firing of McCagnan, and as a result he got traded. But yeah, it definitely looks like he's on a power trip for real, because he had issues with, you know, with his players in Dolphins, and yeah, man, this the timing of Gates is looking suspect by the moment. But like I said, if they could get Douglas or Paoli, a guy of that any of those guys of that caliber, you know, they'll be able to turn around their fortunes or misfortunes for that case. Yeah, basically trade him to the Chief, Darren Lee. But shifting gears, let's talk about the Money in the Bank ladder match. What was I gonna say? So in that one of the matches on the mat of that night is gonna be Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos tag team match. For the let me see. I think there was a SmackDown title, if my memory serves me right. Or are they the Raw champions? I forgot which one. But anyway, for the tag team titles, Daniel Bryan and Rowan's gonna retain. They just won the titles.
Yeah, I think I think Daniel Bryan and Rowan's gonna retain too.
Mhm. Then you got Tony Nese, the Cruiserweight champion, defending his title against Arya Daivari. And I think Tony Nese is going to retain it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I agree. He's going to retain it also.
Then you got Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio for the United States title. I could see this go either way. I mean, I don't know. To me, it seems too early to take the title off Samoa Joe. You know, I could easily see Rey Mysterio, even though he's an underdog, you know, winning the title, you know, winning the United States the United States title again. I don't know. I guess I could. You know what? My mind is telling me they shouldn't take. They won't do it. But my mind is also. It makes sense to hold the title on Samoa Joe. The sign tells me they're gonna make Rey Mysterio win it. So I'm gonna say Rey Mysterio wins, even though Samoa Joe should retain
Rey Mysterio also.
All right. Then you got Miz and Shane McMahon steel cage match. I don't know. Normally I would say The Miz, but Shane McMahon is the best in the world, so I'm guessing he's gonna win this thing unless the feud ends. So if the feud continues, The Miz will lose again. But if the feud is over, then The Miz will win. But knowing WWE, I'm gonna say Shane McMahon wins. What about you?
I'm going with Miz. I think Miz is going to get his revenge in this steel cage match. So I think he wins.
All right. Oh, hopefully you're right. Then you got Roman versus Elias. I mean, come on. We know Roman Reigns is going to win. Slowly falling.
Yeah, I'm going with Roman Reigns on this one.
Yeah. We don't even have to waste any more seconds on that. We know that that's going to happen. Then you got Natalya, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Amber Moore, Carmella, and Nikki Cross fighting for the Women's Money in the Bank. Apparently, there's conflicting rumors that, basically Alexa Bliss was supposed to be in the match, but due to the injuries, Nikki Cross took her spot, which, you know, they showed that this week. So, man, who could I, you know what, probably, I would say most likely would be either Mandy Rose or Nikki Cross, but I guess Mandy Rose, I guess I'm going to pick Mandy Rose to win that. If it was Alexa Bliss was still healthy, I'd say she'd win it again.
We'll go with Naomi to win this. I think she'll regain it. And, yeah, I'm going to go with Naomi on this one.
I doubt it. I doubt they'd have, a face, you know, winning the thing and then challenging a good, Becky. But, I mean, it's possible. on the men's side, you got Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Mustafa Ali, now known as just Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, and Randy Orton. I think Drew McIntyre is going to win this. Or worst case scenario, maybe even Baron Corbin. But I think Drew McIntyre is going to win it.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I could see Drew McIntyre, but I could also see possibly Sami Zayn. Maybe having Sami and Kevin Owens alliance again to team against Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
What if that happens, you know?
That is true. Sami Zayn is due to win one of these stuff.
I'm going to go with Sami Zayn on this one.
You know what? That would make perfect sense for Sami Zayn to win. But I'm gonna take Drew McIntyre to win. But yeah, Sami Zayn would be a great pick. I didn't really consider him a serious threat, but you make a good point. Then you got Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles, apparently for the first time ever, and it's for the WWE Universal Championship. I think Seth Rollins is gonna retain it.
Yeah, me too. I think Seth Rollins is gonna retain it. Either by disqualification or some crazy... I don't think there's going to be my pinfall. I think there's going to be some crazy outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So
disqualification kind of thing?
Maybe, yeah.
Something maybe Lars Sullivan.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then, of course, you got Becky Lynch in two matches. One of the matches is the women's title with her perpetual nemesis, Charlotte Flair, for the women's SmackDown women's title. Normally I would say Charlotte, but I think Becky's going to hold on to that one. However, I think Becky's going to lose the women's Raw title to Lacey Evans in her first pay-per-view match, you know, for the title. What are your thoughts?
I think it's going to be opposite. I think she's going to lose the SmackDown title to Charlotte, and she's going to beat Lacey Evans to retain the Raw Women's Championship. So I think that's going to happen. WWE,
yeah,
they love Charlotte
way.
For some reason. I don't know
well,
why.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're obsessed with Charlotte. I mean, yeah, Charlotte's definitely going to win the title extremely soon. But I'm like, maybe they really want to push Lacey Evans to the moon. So maybe that's why. Kofi
I think
Kingston
it's a little too early for Lacey, but yeah, I could see it happen.
Yeah, I would agree. It's very early for them to put the title on her. I mean, they did do it with Ronda Rousey, but obviously she's not Ronda Rousey. But, yeah, it's possible. Then you got Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens. And, Kofi Kingston's going to retain, even though Sami Zayn's going to interfere.
Yeah, this is why I think Sami's going to win the Money in the Bank. I think this is going to, you know, reunite their friendship again. And I do see probably Sami Zayn interfering in this match. And
mm-hmm.
who knows? Maybe Kevin Owens wins by disqualification even, you know?
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, we'll see.
And, you know, lastly, of course, you know, check out my show every Saturdays at 11. Check out, and of course, the YouTube show, Sports of the Lincoln TV. Check out IMAC every Saturdays at 10. And before we go, you know, the Mets are, they need to, they had their, what was it, 2-game winning streak snapped. You know, they got Conforto injured, Jeff McNeil injured, so they're going to have to turn it around. They might be calling up, what's his name, Gomez soon. But the Yankees, on the other hand, they just keep on winning. They won a doubleheader, and, you know, they just keep on rolling. So, you can call it Matthew. I'm William Remo, and I'll see you guys next time.
Rest in peace, Ashley Massaro, WWE.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Ashley. Oh, wait. I keep playing the thing. I'm trying to stop it. Yes, rest in peace, Ashley Massaro. That was a, you know, a sad and tragic ending. I mean, you know, passing.